Brian Greenwell interrogation transcript. On May 13, 2016, Brian Greenwell, also known as Brian Greenwall, shot and killed Jennifer Kane and critically wounded Daryl Wilson. Greenwell's fiance, Jody Cecil, was there when the crime happened in a Shelby Park apartment. The living victim, Wilson, was crucial in the investigation. When police showed the couple an interview where Wilson implicates them in the crime while he is in poor condition in the hospital, they both admit their involvement. Brian Greenwell, interrogation transcript. Door slams. Investigator, hey Brian, what's happening, man? Brian, what's happening? My name is Detective Royce. Sorry it took me a little while to get over here. Talking to Jody. Brian, Jody? Investigator, How's she been doing? She's a little upset. About what? Well, that's what we're here to talk about. She's a little upset. I want to tell you that I'm trying to remember her exact words, but it was more along the lines of, I don't want to tell him. I don't want him to be scared and talk to us. Anything else along that? Because I want to go to him. I said, I can't let you do that. I may be able to let you do a recorded statement or write a note. But so she wrote one down. I have a recording. Also, I have another recording that I would like you to review as well. But I can't ask you any questions yet because you're in custody for something else. I don't know. I know it's some kind of dope charge. I know you did some stuff there. So before I actually ask you anything, tell you, or show you anything, I have to read you your rights. You've had those read before, correct? No. You've never had your rights read? No. I mean, when I was younger, yeah. All right, so you know what I'm talking about? I know what you're talking about, yeah. Well, I'm going to go through this, and I brought a picture of your kiddos. I gave her a picture of them, too. All right, before we ask you any questions, you must understand your rights. Blah, blah, blah. Those are your rights. And the second part of this form is just a waiver of your rights and basically says that. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. And I'm guessing you might have an idea of what. You don't have an idea of what you might want to talk to me about? Brian, no. Or what I want to talk to you about? Okay. And it has to do with the apartment you guys used to live over on Shelby Street. Oh, well, yeah. Does that ring a bell, that incident? Yeah. What do you know about that incident? As far as I know, that was supposed to be us, as far as my understanding, just the guy, Terry Payne. That he was supposed to send somebody over to talk to us or something like that. I don't know, because they said, well, I know the guy too, you know. They said something like that. And I'm not even sure if it's him, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going off of what I've heard, that he got ripped off for some dope a few times. He got upset about it, and the only reason why he wouldn't come confront her by herself was because of me. Well, she never ripped him off for no dope anyways. It wasn't her, it was. So this was geared towards Jody? Is that what you're telling me? Yes. As far as I know, somebody was supposed to send some people from Chicago. Some black dudes. Said, it's not about the money now, it's not about the dope, it's about the principle. And he, Terry Payne, told me this. And I told him and I said, you better go back and tell them. Got no principle. It seems like I'm just fucking around with my fiance and it pulls me, you know what I'm saying? I'm involved. And he said, sorry, too late. The call's been made and that people from... What'd he say? New Orleans or something like that, up in Louisiana, up here, looking for her. That's when I noticed we started getting followed, and I'm like, hold up, you know what, maybe this shit is true. I've been thinking it's all, you know, how people talking, just trying to scare somebody, and I kept noticing people following me, and kept noticing people following me. And I'm like, hold the fuck up, you know? So I made a phone call, and I was like, dude, what the fuck's going on? He said, man, he said, I told you I would try to go talk to them. I said, dude, you are ready. I tried to go talk to them for the past, I don't know, month and a half, something like that. Every time I walked out the door, I was being followed. And for the life of me, nobody believed me. And I mean, I told everybody. I said, man, somebody is following us. Somebody is following me or somebody is following you. Somebody. Then I got locked up. What happened with that? A little. That? I'm not the dope police. I mean, not one time did and nobody ever say, police. Nobody said, I mean, the whole time I told everybody I was being followed. I mean, I had people run up on me. I'd take off. Nobody said cops, you know? So I don't know if it's the cops or if it was them or whoever, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, shit. So I'd done what I do, what I know best, protect myself and get the hell out of that situation for a moment. But that situation, it was same thing. Two cars whipped up on me. Then once I took off, yeah, he hit his lights. I'm like, I got a set of lights, which I do. You know what I'm saying? I got a flashlight that turns. You know what I'm saying? You click it one time and it starts flashing. You know what I mean? Red, white, red, blue, them lights. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, no one's ever said stop, police, this is the local feds, whoever. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't stop. Even when we got back to the house we were staying at, not one time did anybody say police, this is the police, the whoever, blah blah. They just told me to get the fuck down or they would blow my damn brains out. I'm like, well, there's a chance I got to take. Either they're the police, and then once they started all coming up on me, I noticed it was the police because all the equipment and shit like that. And I was like, well, maybe this is the cops, so I got down. Who did you get arrested with that night? Me, Jody, Layla, and Chris. Does Layla have a real name? Everybody keeps saying Layla, because I'm not, no, please, I'm just curious. It's Laura. Laura. I don't know her last name. And it really doesn't matter for me. I'm just curious because everyone says Layla, and I'm like, last time somebody named Layla was on a kids' TV show. All right, let me take you back to that apartment on Shelby. How long did y'all stay there? Man, I can't. I just got out of jail. I don't know if she had that before I went in or before, right before I got out or what. I think I was only there a couple weeks, maybe something like that, maybe a little longer. I know it was like between two weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, something like that. And you guys never went back to that apartment? Yeah, we went back. You did? Yeah, we went back and got some of our stuff. I mean, we've seen the landlord, nothing was ever said. We've seen cops sitting there, nothing was ever said to us. And I hope, and I was thinking, well, this ain't got nothing to do with us, I hope. Did you know those neighbors? Y'all never, you ever seen them before? Yeah, we've seen them in passing. If I showed you a picture of them, would you know who they are? Pretty sure it would be. Yeah, that was her, not the guy. Now this is a little older picture. I think he had probably just got done. His hair may have been a lot longer. Yeah, if you put long hair on him, it looks like him. So you all didn't have any interaction with them? Nah, other than, I mean, passing in the hallways, or it was just, I think it was what? One, two, yeah. Because it was the front room, it was like a little storage or something like that. The back room was supposedly where he stored all his stuff, or I guess the strip clubs that he owned or something. I don't know. It was strip clubs, you're right. All right. What do you actually know about what happened over there? What have you heard? What do you know? I just heard that somebody got shot, somebody got killed, or something like that. Then we stayed away for a couple days because that's when I found out that supposedly they were there for her and us. You know what I'm saying? It was supposed to be us. I was like, we made the decision to stay away for a couple days because hell, somebody wanted to talk to her. They, the landlord, knew her phone number, cell phone number, knew her name, everything else. Nobody ever tried to contact us. At least, as far as I know, nobody ever tried to contact us. Which I mean, the house, the apartment wasn't even, it was her apartment, wasn't in my name or nothing like that. Right, all right. Did you know that there were two victims there? Did you know that? No. Both of those two people I showed you? No, they told me it was just the lady. Well, both of them were shot, and this is what I want to show you. He didn't die? Do you remember? Do you know where your neighbors? Do you know who they were? If I showed you pictures of your neighbors, would you know who they were? Were your neighbors involved in any of this? You recognize her? That Jody, your neighbor? So that's just the start of it, but okay, well let's finish it. No, I got a couple follow-ups here. Okay, when I showed Jody this, she lost it. She lost it like bawling, crying, broke down. Let me guess, said that we done it. She did. Well, and before you know, I'm going to tell her the same thing I told her. I said, y'all have some important things in front of you. I said, bad things happen to good people. Sometimes people get put into situations and shit didn't go as planned. I believe that what's happened here. I don't think there was malicious intent going on. I think things escalated and went bad. I told her I wanted to help her try to get to the good side of this and to not paint her into a negative light on it. And I said, I told her, I said, I will give you that same opportunity and tell you the same things that I've told you both. The exact same things, and that's how I meant want to present it. I don't bullshit people. I'll tell you what I've got. I mean, fair enough. I mean, I got a living victim that puts you there. I've got Jody who says you were there. Now I want to hear from you. What in the world happened? Like I said, I think something went wrong. I don't think you got there on. I want to hear the rest of it. What Jody had to say. What Jody had to say? I don't have Jody on video. I thought you said you had her on. I did. I have it on an audio recording. I just did it. I don't have it on a disc yet. I still have it on an actual recorder. Can I hear it? Let me see if I can do that. I don't even know if I can do that. It's on this recorder that's in my pocket right now, the same one I have on right now. Well, let's find out if we can do that, because, I mean, is that going to change? Nah, man. I want to. I'm not going to play it word for word for you so you can hear her story. No. I've been doing this a little longer than that. I don't expect you to do that either, but I would like to know what she's saying. I can give you the details of, I guess, the general of what she said is that, and he goes on to say that they were involved in a domestic situation. Then apparently he may have been getting the best of her and she came over for help. You guys go back to their apartment, it happened inside their apartment, you guys intervened on the good side of this to start with, trying to help her out, and things went bad from there. Is that a fair statement of how things may have occurred? No, I mean, it's not. And I know these people. I don't know them personally, you know what I'm saying? I know them from that apartment, and yes, we did go over there, but that's it. I mean, hell, if you fingerprint the place, you can find my fingerprints on a couple things, because where I walked in the room, I kind of picked some stuff up, you know, because it was laying everywhere, so I was like, I mean, other than that. All right, I know. Right now, you're trying to figure out where to go with this, because I don't want you to start digging yourself a hole. I know what you want me to do is commit, you know, say, well, I don't need you to. I got you, you know, I've got Jody's statement. I have enough to walk out of this room right now. What I'm trying to do is try to give you an opportunity to do the same thing she just did, which is go at it with the angle we were trying to help and things just went bad. That's a whole lot better than just not making a statement and me just going off. I mean, you think I put a guy who's paralyzed from the neck down on a ventilator with an interview like this up to 12 people on a jury that they're not going to sympathize with him instead of you? I'll take that all day long, twice on Sunday. Well, you know, I'm looking at it too. I'm like, yeah, as it stands right now, I mean, regardless of what I say right now, I'm fucked in this situation. And I'm trying to say there's a little bit of an out right here to make it better on you, to not make it look like, I don't know, I don't believe you're a cold-blooded killer, you know? I don't believe that at all. Nothing suggests that to me. I think you're a smart guy that got involved with a situation you probably shouldn't have. Not saying that you shouldn't help somebody out, but I'm saying shit went bad real quick. And I don't think anybody should be judged on one thing alone. There should be a whole series of events that happened here that get to basically where we are right now. And I just want you to know, want you to think about a lot of different things. And I know I've thrown a lot at you at one time, you know, and I can't say I understand where you're at right now because I haven't been there, but I can sympathize with you. I do this every time. What do you mean you do this every time? I always try to protect everybody. You get that recorder off for a minute so I can ask you a question. This? Yeah. And the one in there? Nothing else recording, right? I don't know about this room. This is the corrections room, so I would have to say, well, I don't know. What happens if I go with, I mean, because I know the story here, you know what I'm saying? I know the whole thing, what happened. What was that? I'm guessing I just got an email because this is my actual work computer. Well, look, how do I get Jody off of all this? I mean, I think she's the least culpable of anything that happened. You know, I think she was just there. And what he says and what she says really jive in line with the support. They support each other in their statements. But I mean, honestly, it's just going through the story. And I think I know the story. If I tell you the story, would it sound anything like what I started it off as? A domestic thing that you guys got involved in. You end up in a fight with them with a gun and it goes off. And I can't tell you any more than that because, you know, by any chance, does that seem like a story of what may have happened? You see, we can work with that because the beginning part of it, because there's a big difference between going in and saying, I'm going to fucking kill somebody, and going in, I'm trying to help somebody. And then shit goes bad. That's way different things there that we're talking about. And one's a whole lot better than the other. I mean, the end result was that people lost their lives, yes. But it's a whole lot different when it comes to juries, when talking about charges, you know, those types of things. It's a night and day situation. I would say, yeah, like you say, y'all would paint me out to be the fucking wow. I mean, as it stands right now, which is those two things, those two saying that shit, you all got enough to convict me on anything. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to bullshit you. I told you that. I got enough right now. I could walk out of the room, but that's not what I want to do because I believe in getting everybody a fair shot at this. Minimum is 18 years, you know. I don't bullshit when I talk to people. I don't play that whole mind game of running in circles and we talk for 6 hours. That's how you run a guy. I told you what I got. I told you how good. I'm not going to lie if I got something that's weak. I'm going to be like, hey, this is what I got. Here's your chances. 50-50. This is not a 50-50 chance kind of thing right here. I tell you that. No, it's a screwed me all the way around. That's what I'm trying to give you. I want you to see how I'm trying to let you get out in front of it. Tell your part of the story on it. Is there any way I could smoke a cigarette? I think we could probably make that happen. We let everybody else smoke one in the basement. When we come back, finish up the story. I think we could do that. Sit back for a minute, see what we could do for you. Regardless of what happens, you all can't. Never mind. I think I know what you're trying to get out, and you don't want anything to happen to Jody on this. Does that sound about right? Yeah. I really think that's going to depend on a lot about what we talk about. What you tell me on this, I think we can minimize her involvement. Well, I mean, like, she is there. I mean, have you ever heard about doing a bank robbery? Yeah. You're the robber, you go in and rob the store. I'm just the driver. We both get in a car chase and get caught down the way. What charge do I get? Accessory. What charge do you get? It's a robbery. Yeah. I mean, she's there with you, so she is complicit. She's complicit in this and not including that. There's nothing done on her behalf to help her or stay or call or anything, so that's her little bit of a problem, but her involvement is minimal. She did try to. What did she try to do? Tried to help. After they were shot, what did she try to do? I mean, this helps her. We'll talk about it all here in a second. Let me calm down. Okay. I'll give you some time, you know, get your stuff in order, see if I can get up that cigarette. I appreciate it, thanks. All right. Opens the door and talking with someone else. Glass of water or something? Yeah. All right, we're gonna. Hey, is Jody still down there? No, they already took her back to CCC. Is there like a count or something they need to do at a certain time or something? I don't know. We're going to go as soon as he comes back here. We're going to go downstairs. We're not going to talk about anything we talked about in here. Just going to be for you to smoke, get your thoughts together, okay? Then we'll come back in here and talk some questions. Shoot it to me. I want to hear it. You know, I've talked to some other people. I know it's been bothering you. Everybody has said that you have been acting different. It's really been bothering you, so it's been noticeable to other people. Take that weight off. Throw it on me. Get it off your shoulders, man. I mean, y'all aren't going to try to hit me with no fucking death penalty or nothing. No, there's no aggravated circumstances. Well, try to get this done as quick as possible, because I'll be honest with you, I can't sit in that jail. I understand. Jody didn't have nothing to do with it. She did try to get help for her. I mean, I even did try, but she comes over there and says, he's over there beating on her. So we walked over there. We didn't even walk in the apartment at first. I was like, you know, what's going on? Jody didn't even go there at first. She was like, you go over there and see what? Said, yeah. Dude was over there throwing shit, breaking shit, cussing her. All three of us were standing outside. Even the girl was standing outside. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, look, just leave or come over here or something. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm going to call the cops. She went back inside and he grabbed a hold of her or something like that. Jody was like, you know, you gotta help her. Because I guess her, or something like that. So I walked in there and I separated them and this and that. That's when, to be honest with you, I can't even remember how the gun came into play for real. Well, we started kind of wrestling around and the gun went off. And then it went off again. How many times do you think it went off? Honestly, man, I don't even know. I mean, I was blacked out or something like that. I don't know, man. It's like, I'm guessing two or three times, three, something like that. I remember hearing three gunshots. Do you remember which one you shot first? No, honestly, I don't. I freaked out and I was like, man, what the fuck? I came over here to help somebody. This shit happens. I think I know it went off once. I think she got hit first. I'm not for sure. I mean, still struggling and it went off again. I do remember that. And that's when he fell on the bed. And I didn't know what to do. I mean, I went over there. Like you said, there was no intentions of going over there, malice intended or nothing like that, you know? Remember about what time? I know this happened Friday the 13th is when we were there, and it was later in the afternoon when we got there. When do you think this might have happened? Was it on that Friday? If I'm not mistaken, she was supposed to start that new job on Friday at noon. Does that sound right? Do you know that? Jody knew that. That's why. I don't know. Okay. I mean, after it was all done and everything, I might have heard Jody say something. She was supposed to start a job today or something like that. It was like, what the fuck, man? Now what am I supposed to do? You know, we were both like that. Like, what do we do? Neither one of us knew what to do. She was like, listen, call the cops, because, like you said, we weren't over there with the intention of helping, not hurting somebody, you know? And Jody never was near that apartment, whatever, so ever, as far as I knew, whatsoever, as far as I knew. She told me that she did. She didn't go into the room that you guys were in, which is the back bedroom, but she said she made it into part of it. You said she tried to help them afterwards. So, I mean, she was like, I mean, it doesn't matter to me. If she came in, it's fine. That doesn't get you in trouble. That makes you a normal human being that wants to come in and maybe try to help. Yeah, I mean, we was both, you know, saying, she was like saying, well, actually, I was standing there, then turned around and looked her at the door, and I was like, what do I do? You know, what am I saying? I don't know. And I still, to this day, I still can't tell you exactly from start to finish what happened. You know what I'm saying? I just know that I was there, one standing in the room when both of them were laying there. Jordy was like, are they still breathing? Whatever, you know what I'm saying? I was like, I don't know. I mean, I mean, how do you check if somebody is never been in that situation before? And I didn't know, and I do know that I'm not for sure if the landlord called or if Jody called the landlord or what. I'm not for sure, but I do remember hearing her say the landlord called or the landlord's wife or something like that, saying about you, the cops, dope from them or something, look like we went into there to rob something, which wasn't the case. Nothing was took, nothing like that. And I was like, man, I don't know what to do. You know what I mean? I still don't know what to do. I mean, I don't know. What happened with the gun? What did you do with the gun? Destroyed it, melted it down. Melted it down? How did you do that? That takes a lot of heat. Yeah, I know. Well, actually, the gun didn't get melted down. It got took apart and got melted down. And I was like, man, I don't know. And I gave the gun back to the person that owned it. You know what I'm saying? He just let me borrow it. And I can't tell you his name because I don't want to get him. So, did you destroy it or did you give it back to the guy? No, I took it apart. Most of the gun went back. I mean, don't bullshit me. I mean, it's not a big issue there. My big thing, honestly, is, well, yeah, I would like to recover it, but I just want to make sure you didn't just toss it somewhere and some kid got to it. That's more what I'm worried about. No, I made sure. Yeah, I made sure there wasn't no kid or no innocent bystander or nothing like that was gonna pick it up. What model was it? I know what caliber it was at this point, wondering what model it was. A Taurus, I think, or yeah, I think it was a Taurus. Pretty sure it was a Taurus. And you know, I know it was a 40, you know, I'm just curious. I mean, to be honest with you, I tried blocking it out, but you can't block out something like that, man. If you try to, it's eventually going to come back and it's going to eat and eat and eat. I mean, I can tell how upset you are. I never meant for none of this to happen. I mean, I don't know what else to say besides that it was me. Is there anybody else there with you guys? No. Nobody else? Okay, did you have the gun on you when you first went over there? Was this, I went back over there and got it, or did you have it on when you first went over there? Nah, I had it on me because the situation that fucking everybody was saying that people was out looking for and this and that, so I kept it on me just for her protection. I wasn't going to. I understand. Did you said you didn't take anything from the scene at all? No. No. Did y'all leave anything by chance? Lose anything? I don't. Honestly, I don't know. I mean, I didn't even try fucking finding the shells that came out of the gun. I was just like, you know, I was dumbfounded pretty much. And I know you didn't. This happened in the back bedroom. Were they fighting in the back bedroom and you got in the middle of it? Or did you and him get into a fight in the back bedroom? I just want to be clear about it. Well, they was fighting worse than we was all standing outside in the hallway. And we're talking about physical fighting, not arguing. Yeah, we're talking about physical fighting. And it was like, you know, that's when Jody said, you gotta help her. That's when I went in there and everything just happened so fast that, you know, the rest. I mean, she did try to help them. I didn't know what to do to help. I mean, I freaked out. I still freak out. Well, I'll tell you what, this whole thing, this whole situation, I mean, it sucks. I mean, I was right. Was I not right from the minute I went in here on the way things went down? Yeah. And I still believe bad shit happens to good people all the time, but this series of events doesn't paint you out to be a cold, calculated, I don't give a fuck killer. I mean, shit happened, yeah. There's nothing we can do about that now, but the way that we presented it as you coming over to help and correct me if I'm wrong. Would you see there's a big difference between somebody who doesn't give a fuck and coming over there and shooting people, opposed to somebody who is there for a purpose? And I can confirm that purpose because there was a domestic fight going on, and you go over there and shit goes bad. Yeah, there's a big difference there. Yeah, there's a big difference. I mean, I should have went with my gut and just stayed out of it, but I'm not that type of person. If I see somebody needs help, I try to help. I'm going to let you take this picture with you too. I don't know if you have any with your kids with you, because I think the way we talked here tonight, that getting to see them is going to come a whole lot sooner than if you would have been, if you told me, I'm not talking to you, get out of the room. I mean, I could have happened either way, and that's why I was really worried about that you wouldn't understand how important of a chance I was trying to give you to get out. You were in a hole, and you're still in a hole. It's definitely not as deep as it was with your story out there. And it goes a long way with the prosecutors, defense attorneys, and judges and jurors. So we go to look at it. It's a bump in your road. That bump was sitting back at your backside. You hadn't crossed it yet. Now we're across it. Now we're going to figure out from here where to go, and you're going to get your life back on track. Does that sound like a good plan here? It's not what I wanted. No, nothing but future in front of you now. Don't get me wrong. We're going to take a little bit of it here, but it ain't all of it. And what you do with the rest of it is up to you. I'll never see daylight again. See, people I've talked to heard you say that, and I disagree with that. You have to remember where we are. We tend to be more lenient, more liberal here. I hope so. And you've done yourself a big time favor here. You've done the best you can for yourself with the situation you're in. I'm going to go out here and talk to the corrections people, make sure they know about everything. Any questions you have for me right now? You have anything? All right, sit tight. We'll be back here in a few minutes. The end.